The second aura is, so the Gemara mentioned Talmai HaMelech. And Talmai HaMelech, he summons 72 Chachamim and he tells them, I want you to translate the Torah. And they were all a little bit afraid to do a literal translation. And they decided they're going to have to manipulate it. And even though they knew they were living dangerously, because if one Chacham would do one thing, another Chacham would do another thing, there'd be an investigation, they'd all be in trouble. But they decided, each one for himself, that we're going to do what we need to do. And Shem Reb Sayim Hashem, Hashem is going to protect us. For Kachava, an unbelievable, it was a literary miracle. A miracle took place and every single person ended up making the same exact changes. The Hilge Chsam Sofer, and this is in Chsam Sofer Al HaTorah in Parshas Vayigash, he says a Dover Niflo. The Chsam Sofer says that if you take a look and you go through all the changes that they made, every single change they made, they were still telling the truth. Meaning, they changed letters and words sometimes, but they weren't lying. They weren't lying. The only pasuk that they changed that was a flat-out lie was Vatitzchak Sora Bekirva Lemar. They changed it, not Vatitzchak Sora Bekirva, but it was Vatitzchak Sora Bekroiveha. That was the only change that they made. Everything else was really true. So, for example, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu. They changed to Eser Adam. Of course it was Eser Adam. It wasn't Nasa Adam. So why does it say Nasa Adam? Okay, so Rashi and Chumash says a reason. Bereshis bar Elikim, Elikim bar Bereshis. Of course it wasn't Bereshis bar Elikim. It's Elikim bar Bereshis. So it wasn't a lie. Every single thing they changed was Emes. The only thing that was a flat out distortion of what really took place was Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba. Instead of Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba, they wrote Vatitzchak Sara Bekrevel. So says the Chsam Sofer, he says a Dover Niflo. He says that the reason this happened was, is because right after Sara was Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Sara and tells Sara, what did you do? Vatikhachish Sara Lemar. No, so Sara denied it right away. She said, Loi tzochakti ki yoreya. Vayoyma loi ki tzochak. All of a sudden there's an exchange. But what did Sara do? Sara denied the fact that it was Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba. She denied it. She had snished emes. It really never happened. So the Chsam Sofer said that because Sara denied Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba, she said it didn't really happen. So it was Nigzar that through Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba, there would be a Hakosha in the Torah. That one day the Torah would be translated and there'd be one thing that would be altered from the way it really happened. It's Vatitzchak Sara Bekirba. Because Vatichachich Sara Lemar, that's why this happened. You have to be a Chsam Sofer to say things like this. But this is what the Chsam Sofer said. It was an Oynish on Vatichachich Sara Lemar. So says the Chsam Sofer like this. He says, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara said, it's a halacha. It's in Hilchas Tainis, it's in Aruch Chaim, it's Simin Tov Kuf Peh. The Shulchan Aruch says, Beches Beteves Nichteva HaTayr Yevanis. So the Shulchan Aruch there is going through days that people once upon a time would fast. And there's a lot of days that are mentioned, different terrible things that happen in Jewish history. One of the days is Ches Teves. Beches Beteves Nichteva HaTayr Yevanis. On the eighth day of Teves, the Torah was translated to Yevanis. In the times of Talmai HaMelech, and there were 3 days of Choshech in the world. Now, why was there Choshech in the world when the Torah was translated? Meaning, this story that we just learned, Megillat Avtesa Medalev, somehow that launched, it brought with it 3 days of Choshech. Why did it happen? Chsam Sofer says that the reason it happened was because they had to go ahead and be Makchish the Torah. And it was the being Makchish the Torah that caused the 3 days of Choshech. And says the Chsam Sofer, Remez Ledover, Kachish is Kof Ches Shin. It's the same Oisius as Choshech, which is just Ches Shin Chav. And it was Tachas, the fact that there was a Hakosha, that what ended up happening was Choshech. But really, what was the one Hakosha in the Torah? It was Sarah. It was Vatitzchak Sarah Bekirva. They changed it to Vatitzchak Sarah Bekreveha. And that's because Vatechachesh Sora Lemar Loit Sochakti. So says the Chsam Sofer that later in that parish and parishes Vayera, the whole story happens with Avimelech and with Sarah. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer Avimelech. Avimelech's talking to Sarah. Ule Sarah Omer, Hine Nasati Elof Kesef Lachicha, Hine Hulach Ksusei Naim. Avimelech tells Sarah, and by the way, this is like he's giving a brachas, but he says this is going to be a Ksusei Naim. And the Gemara says, said the Chsam Sofer, in Megillah, Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, the Gemara that's coming up at the end of the week. And the Gemara says that Al Tihi Kilu Es Hedid Kalu Beinecho Sharei Avimelech Kilei Lesaro Hine Hu Lecha Ksusei Naim V'Neskayim Bezara V'Yehi Kizokin Yitzchok V'Techeno Einov. But the chenein of that Yitzchak Avinu lost his eyesight, and it happened because of what Avimelech told her. Avimelech said, "Hinehu lach suseinayim," and it was because of that it was vatechena einov. So said the Chasam Sofer that Sora was vatitzchak bekirba, and then it was vatechachish Sora. Because it was vatechachish Sora, that would one day bring choshech onto the world, and that choshech had to manifest itself in Sora alone, and that's why a few psukim later, Avimelech tells Sora, "Hinehu lach suseinayim," and what did that trigger? It triggered the fact that Yitzchak Avinu was vayikizok and Yitzchak vatechena einov. But either way, the ikur choshech came about because of Atechachich Sora Bekir Balema. Again, you have to be the Chasam Sofer to say things like this. But this is what the Chasam Sofer says. It's Chasam Sofer ala Torah. It's Daf Resh Chav Dalid. It's Tur Beis. If you want to see it inside.